For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's on the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Community Service District provides water distribution, wastewater treatment, and street lighting services for a large segment of Humboldt County. One of their biggest concerns right now is the Martin Slough Interceptor Project. New Executive Director Dave Hull explains how this project will benefit Humboldt County.
But basically, what it does is it relieves some of the pressure that essentially all of Cutton went to one pump station in the city of Eureka to get down to the treatment plant. The way the Martin Slough Interceptor Project does, it puts another pipeline in, basically reverses the flow and gets it down to the treatment plant a different direction.
Hull also pointed out that the district is involved in numerous other projects.
By turning the flow around, we lose some of those pump stations, so we save money on energy, we save money on just maintenance and upkeep and all the rest of those kind of things, so it makes some economic sense.
And the district continues its work providing services for residents outside of the incorporated areas of Humboldt County. And that's the news on this drizzly, drippy morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire. Thank you, Brad, and good morning. The California Highway Patrol was joined by six local police departments in a traffic safety crackdown over the Memorial holiday weekend. DUI patrols and checkpoints, along with seatbelt safety enforcement, were the focus of officers from Friday through Monday. As of Monday night, 18 drivers had been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, with several other drivers arrested for various violations, such as driving on a suspended license or without a license altogether. The number of drivers arrested on suspicion of DUI is one less than 2012, when 19 drivers were taken into custody. We'll see a return of heightened patrols over the upcoming holidays over the summer. The most dramatic arrest was that of 34-year-old Randall Betha of Eureka after he fled from an officer on Saturday night, leading to a vehicle pursuit that ended with Betha allegedly resisting arrest before being taken into custody and booked into county jail. At last week's Board of Supervisors meeting, the board voted unanimously against an automatic pay raise proposal of 2% for board members, saving the general fund $10,000. The supervisors, citing a difficult fiscal climate, not only turned down the automatic raise, they are now proposing to do away with a county ordinance related to supervisor pay. The county ordinance automatically increases compensation for board members who have served 10 years and 20 years on the board, respectively. Following discussion at last week's meeting, the board is expected to approve the proposal, which is now deemed unnecessary due to term limits. Board members are limited to 2 terms, 8 years on the board, meaning unless election law is changed, there will be no one who has served more than 8 years as a supervisor. And the board will also review the final draft plan for the County Community Wildfire Protection Plan at today's meeting, and staff recommendations are that the board certify the plan as meeting the standards of the Healthy Forest Restoration Act. Local fire chiefs and the president of the County Fire Safe Council have all signed off on the plan. The wildfire plan is used by county officials as well as community groups to prepare for and take steps to mitigate fire danger to properties throughout Humboldt County. The Humboldt Bay Working Group will host a luncheon at the Samoa Cookhouse tomorrow from noon until 1:30. Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District Executive Director Jack Kreider will update attendees on projects related to Humboldt Bay, including aquaculture business development and the Simpson property. The meeting is open to the public, and the Humboldt Bay Working Group is aiming for a comprehensive development program to increase opportunities and to take advantage of the asset that is Humboldt Bay. And detectives from the Eureka Police Department and the Arcata Police Department continue their investigation into 2 shootings. Detectives believe the shooting of Eureka resident Rhett August on the 15th and the murders of 2 people in Arcata on the 18th could have been committed by the same suspect. Detectives have arrested 28-year-old Bodie Miller and are asking for anyone in the community who has information about those incidents to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.